This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum helps to provide milk production and price projections by both product and category for the year ahead. We will hear more from USDA dairy analyst Peyton Ferrier next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum helps to provide milk production and price projections for the year ahead. At the recent 2025 Ag Outlook Forum, USDA dairy analyst Peyton Ferrier predicted an overall milk production increase.
Milk production is expected to grow modestly by 0.4%. That's primarily based on herd growth of 0.4% with a slight growth in yield, that's milk per cow. Milk components, the fats and skim solid percentages, are expected to grow. The all milk price is projected to be nearly unchanged at $22.60 per hundredweight. And feed costs, the cost of feed is expected to fall in the coming year.
He says American butter and cheese prices are competitive globally. U.S. non-fat dry milk and whey prices are expected to be less competitive worldwide. At the Outlook Forum, Ferrier expanded on how the United States dairy products compare to the rest of the world in terms of price.
U.S. prices for butter and cheese are competitive to start 2025. The U.S. price is quite a bit lower than the EU price, suggesting U.S. butter is competitive on global markets. For cheese, you have an Oceania price higher than the U.S. price, suggesting U.S. cheese is also competitive to start the year. NDM and whey are, however, less competitive, particularly for whey. The U.S. price for whey was higher than EU prices, and that suggests that's not quite as competitive on the global markets.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.